Hidden Figures, directed by Theodore Melfi, is a gem of a film with a story that has been hidden from the world for far too long. Thank heavens Melfi and co-screenwriter Alison Schroeder have had the foresight and determination to bring to the big screen this incredible story based on the book of the same name by Margot Lee Shetterly. Hidden Figures is the story of the NASA Space Task Group during the years 1961 and 1962. The film begins prior to the first manned spaceflight by the Soviet Union and continues with American Alan Shepard's suborbital flight through John Glenn's historic orbital flight. Melfi, faced with an overly large story, has chosen to focus on the women, particularly the African-American women, who made NASA's success possible. Melfi scaled down his story further by focusing on three of these women who worked for NASA as computers, the name given to human mathematicians in the days before mainframe computers existed. This meant that these women did by hand some of the most high-level computations for the space program, which are done by mechanical computers now. Their calculations made the launches and re-entries possible, sometimes having to create the math as needs arose. Given the time frame of this story, the early 1960s, the thought of such a group of women is astonishing enough, but the fact that every one of these women was black makes this just that much more incredible. The other piece of this story that may be unbelievable to younger audiences is the fact that these women, who were entrusted with protecting the astronauts' lives, were still treated as less than second-class citizens, unable to use water fountains and restrooms, or sit and eat in the same places as white people. Younger viewers need to understand that this was not only the time of great technological achievements exemplified by the great space race between the Soviet Union and the U.S., but it was also a time of deadly racial turbulence in our country. Sound familiar? There are many marvelous things to be said about this film, starting with the story itself. Melfi has done a remarkable job of condensing this period of time into a two-hour movie while maintaining a high level of integrity in all layers of the story. His and Schroeder's fanatical attention to detail and involvement in learning all they could about the inner workings of NASA, as well as the mathematical side, have garnered them the highest praise from none other than Charles Bolden, the head of NASA. The cast is a standout, with everyone maintaining the high standards set by Melfi. Taraji P. Henson as Katherine G. Johnson, an expert in analytical geometry, Octavia Spencer as mathematician Dorothy Vaughn, and Janelle Monáe as engineer Mary Jackson have put everything they can, including the long overdue respect these women deserve, into their portrayals of these larger-than-life heroes. Kevin Costner, Kirsten Dunst, Jim Parsons, and Mahershala Ali are all wonderful as well, giving spot-on performances with which those still alive from that time were pleased. Often, with films based on true stories, there is a lot of tweaking to make the story more palatable for the audience. Not so with this film. The only changes made were a shortening of some time frames, and a couple of the male characters, such as Kevin Costner's Al Harrison, became more of a compilation of several people rather than a depiction of an individual. Beyond that, however, all of the technical and mathematical details and many of the characters' lines are 100% accurate. Yes, the IBM computer did not fit through the door, and John Glenn actually insisted that Katherine Johnson verify the IBM's trajectory numbers before he would launch. Hidden Figures is a film that needs to be seen by everyone, young and old, minorities, and particularly families with daughters. I remember watching the coverage of Glenn's spaceflight as a young child and was never, until I saw this movie, aware of the role women played in its success, or that NASA, in its drive to succeed, managed in large part to get past discrimination and work as a true team. Who knows what might have been had this story been told at the time? There are so many lessons all of us can learn from this film, and with the current push in education for STEM, my one wish would be for all students in this school district to see the film. Hidden Figures has been nominated for 3 very well-deserved Oscars. Unfortunately, it should have been the movie nominated for many more. It is a most worthwhile 127 minutes in length and is rated PG for thematic elements and some language. This is Libby Wadman with the Friday Film Review, sponsored by the Park City Film Series, reminding you that film is always fun and fascinating.